Welcome to another edition of The Power of Words with me, your host, Kevin Treasure, author of The Power of Words, The Winner's Mentality. Our aim is to help people win in life through the power of their words. You are born to win. Welcome to another edition of The Power of Words, The Winner's Mentality with me, your host, Pastor Kevin Treasure, aka The Winner's Mentality, helping you win with the Word of God. And I want to encourage someone today. We've come to our 100th episode in season two. So we're going to be starting season three. So it's a bit of a milestone. You've been doing this podcast for some time now. And sometimes I like to drop inspirational wisdom. I preach, I teach, I'm a preacher. But I truly believe the body of Christ needs more teaching than they do preaching. Although, you know, preaching is proclaiming, but we need more teaching, amen. We need to be edified and built up and strengthened, amen, until we all come into the unity of the faith. We want God's people to know who they are and whose they are and what they can do and what God has given us. But I really like to just give people wisdom. And today I really want to reflect. I want to just drop some wisdom nuggets. This isn't going to be a long one today. But as you can see from the title, is like when to leave the room. And when I say that, when I mean when to leave the room, I don't just mean a physical room, maybe an organization. It may be your business or a workplace situation, relationship, ministry, when to leave the room, just when to leave the room. And we can, I'm going to talk in regards to the room itself, but you can take it on as in every situation or any circumstance, you can apply it. It's when to leave the room. Sometimes we overstay our welcome. Sometimes we're trying to fit in where we're not supposed to fit in. Sometimes God is really pushing us in a direction and saying, hey, it's time to turn left. It's time to go right. When to leave the room. Sometimes not always negative, or sometimes the season has changed. But I've got 4 points here that I really want to touch on just quickly and briefly. When to leave the room. I've got number one, write this down. When the atmosphere is not right, your spirit knows it, don't ignore it. Sometimes we have a tendency to ignore things when God is trying to prompt us to tell us this ain't right, this is not right, this is not working. When the atmosphere is not right, it's time to get up. Don't stay there when you sense and discern the room is not conducive to the spirit of God. Amen. Especially in workplaces or in a situation you've met someone and you think this is right, but you just know that the atmosphere is not right, the vibe ain't right, something is not clicking here. You just know. It may be the people, the house, the room, whatever it is, don't ignore it. It's time to leave. When the atmosphere ain't right, it's time to leave. When the atmosphere ain't right in a business, in a workplace, in a situation, when you're in a place, you've gone somewhere, and you may be at a dinner party, you may be at some sort of event, and you can sense the atmosphere is not right. Don't try and fight it. Don't try and battle it. You know it's time to leave the room. Number two, when people in the room like the sound of their own voice. You write this down, please. When it's time to leave the room. Number two, when people in the room like the sound of their own voice and are not open to suggestions, your ideas, or even what you have to say. Don't be rude. Just ask to be excused and stage exit left. Don't try and push your ideas, help, and suggestions on wisdom and knowledge to anybody who don't want to hear it. Some people believe no one can teach them, and they know everything, and not realizing that we are all lifetime learners. The minute you stop learning, you're dead. When it's time to leave the room, when people like the sound of their own voice and they don't want to listen to no one. When people think they know everything and they cannot be taught, not open to suggestions or ideas, it is time to leave the room. You don't have to be rude about it. You just know what you know and it's time to go. When it's time to leave the room. Number three, when the conversation is not right. You could be at a place, you could be at an event, you could be somewhere, family, you could be friends. But when the conversation starts to turn negative, it's time to leave the room. When people start talking about other people, gossiping and slandering and talking behind people's back, you don't want to be in that room. People talk to you about other people will talk to other people about you. Let me say that again. People who talk to you about other people will also talk about you to other people. Don't be in that room. You want to be in rooms where you're being encouraged and edified and motivated and inspired. You know what's inside people by what comes out of their mouth. Learn to guard your heart. Leave the room. Leave the environment. Leave the situation. When people are talking about other people, when the conversation isn't right, when it's just constantly negative, nitpicking, murmuring, complaining. Listen, the devil loves that environment. I said he loves that environment. Anytime you hear murmuring and complaining just means in the Bible to spend another night. To spend another night. If you're like me and you're always trying to change the subject to something positive and productive, go ahead. But if you're failing miserable, adios, amigo. It is time to go. So when the conversation isn't right, it's time to leave the room. Fourth and final, when the Lord tells you to. Don't second guess it. Don't try to figure it out. Just leave. Everything may look really good and there is no reason to leave, but just leave. You know the voice of God. You're the sheep of his pasture. Remember, God's ways are not like our ways. Something could be waiting up ahead. Just obey God. But no one else is leaving. But no one else is leaving, I hear you say. God didn't speak to them. He spoke to you. It's time to leave the room. Discern when to leave the room. The environment, the situation, the workplace, whatever it is, discern when to leave the room. God could be speaking, but we're not listening. Be open to God. Be open to his nudgings, his suggestions, and his leadings. Because the Bible said, as many are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. And God wants to lead you and direct you. So I hope you've been encouraged. Know when God is speaking to you. Be sensitive, even when it doesn't make sense. God rarely ever makes sense. But listen to me. Obeying his voice must be paramount in our life. This has been me, Pastor Kevin Treasure, a.k.a. The Winner's Mentality, helping you win with the word. Thank you for tuning in to The Power of Words, The Winner's Mentality. Please remember to subscribe to our podcast and leave a review. Check out our website, kevintreasure.com. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook. You are born to win.